Joseph Heck Bakery.
Guten Tag. You must be the visitors I was told to watch for. Most visitors, especially Kinder, want to come here to my husband's confectionery shop. What is a confectionery shop, you ask? I suppose you can call it a combination candy bakery store. But we sold some groceries too. Excuse me for not introducing me. I'm Rahina Heck, Mrs. Joseph Heck, you know. Mr. Heck and his brothers began this business when we came here in the year 1855. Immigrants from Germany we were. My husband came to America in the year 1846. What a handsome lad he was, 24 years old. Philadelphia was our first home. But like many, we came west to better our life. We bought the old courthouse, Pittsfield's first courthouse, here on the north side of this public square. People here called it Penny Hicks. We worked hard and it is now a thriving business. I also sometimes cooked meals for some of the single men in town, did also their laundry. Surfing board, I believe, is what you call it. One of them was John Nicolay, you know, who became President Lincoln's private secretary at Washington. He was living above the print shop. I would roast his coffee beans for him. Potchink, I guess, is what you call it. And sometimes he would bring a piece of meat for me to cook along with the family dinner. One of my proudest days was that Friday afternoon, October 1858, when John Nicolay brought Abraham Lincoln here to our store to taste my gingerbread and cider. Mr. Lincoln told me he really liked gingerbread. He said he reckoned he loved it better than other men and got less of it. I've now learned that he used this joke for many things. I know he got gingerbread at home because I heard Mrs. Lincoln bought ginger. Naja, it was after Mr. Lincoln had given his speech against Senator Douglas over there across the street on the courthouse square when he came here for his gingerbread and cider. Douglas, the little giant, had talked at the courthouse early in August. Lincoln finally came here to answer him on the 1st October 1858. Then the courthouse was smaller than what's there today. More grass where people could stand to listen. Lincoln spoke for 2 hours. It was a strong speech. He said Senator Douglas was trying to subvert our American principle that all men are created equal. That Douglas would substitute for it some different standard, one that uses a natural moral and religious right of one class to enslave another. The Democrats were very angry about Lincoln's words. But Mr. Heck and I talked often about this. We had fled from despotism in Germany to find equality and opportunity here in America. We remembered every word that Lincoln said. But enough politic. I can sell you no gingerbread and cider today, but there are lots of nice stores and eating places in town if you need to take a refreshment break. Please enjoy the rest of your visit.
Thanks for visiting. Please proceed to the next location.